Blog Talk Radio.
Just tune in to Push My Story. Everybody has a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something or somebody or some phenomena. We are so glad that you have just tuned in. And look, this is our first message of the new year. Happy New Year's to each and every one of you. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we got a great program. Amen. We are getting ready to, amen, lash out, amen, and we're going to have fun today. Amen, amen. So we just thank God for you. Before we get on our way, we're going to give you a couple of scriptures, and we are coming from a very familiar scripture, St. John, the third chapter. And for your consideration, we'll read at the 16th verse. Also, we want you to look at Romans, the 5th chapter, the 8th verse, St. John, the 4th chapter, and the 9th verse. Now, in your study time, we want you to set and we want you to talk to God. We want you to meditate in the Word of God and ask God to help us in this year, because God is getting ready to do marvelous thing, exponential. He's getting ready to do all kind of great things. He's working miracles. He's supernatural, working businesses and blessing business. And my God, blessing families and schools. And you're going to see a great big change and a good change for the best. So our thought, amen, for today is keep love moving. Keep love moving. Why we say keep love moving? Because Jesus, he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And if we believe in him, then we will, what? We will never perish, but we will have eternal life. I'm not talking about a temporary life. I'm talking about eternal. If you look at the word eternal, it's an ongoing, it's an everlasting life. Amen. Because we know after this life, there's nothing else. Praise God. We know that after this life is over with. So we're going to read here the scripture here for your consideration. As we say, John 3:16. Everybody knows that scripture. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 17th verse, "For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." The 18th verse, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." That's far as we're going to go. Keep the love going. Keep the love connection. Because there's so many things that's out here that, you know, that's bringing distraction and bringing division and trying to, amen, separate the people. We must have love. Love is the only connection that we have. Love, amen, will stop wars. Did you know that? Didn't you know that Jesus Christ, he paid a ransom for us? He brought us back. We were sinners, saved, not saved, amen. And we were condemned, and we were already damned to death, eternal death. And there was nothing else that can buy us back but the name of Jesus Christ. So he paid that ransom right on Calvary. He brought us back. Amen. Praise God. When he died on the cross and he shed the blood, he shed his holy consecrated blood for you and I. All sin was attached to him, that he had condemned sin in the flesh. Amen. Praise God that we may be free today. We must keep the love going. Amen. Sometimes we have to check our love walk, our love connection. Amen. Because sometimes we can get so emotional. Amen. Praise God. And not seeing it through God's eyes. And then we find ourselves, amen, getting love. Amen. Praise God. And it's out of control. We find that we have love. Amen. I love you as long as you love me. We have that kind of love. We have three different kind of love, storge, and we got phileo love and the agape love. And we're talking about that agape love of Jesus Christ, the love that forgives, the love that covers the multitude of sin. Amen. It said that God himself so loved us. Amen. What makes him so loving? Amen. Is because he has gave us that grace that was not earned. It wasn't no merits, amen, involved, amen. But because of who he was, amen, we were his creation. He created us for his good pleasure. And so many times, amen, praise God, we always got something or some phenomena of something, amen, that's trying to get in our way to stop the love walk with Christ. Sometimes misunderstanding, many times misunderstanding. If we have misunderstanding, then we're supposed to come together. We're supposed to reason together, amen, sit down and talk and be adults and be godly. Amen, praise God, because if we have the attributes of Jesus Christ, then we could sit down like men and women and we can resolve anything. So we know that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. Amen. He come to destroy, he come to hinder, he come to block. Amen, because he do not want you to receive your inheritance. What Satan does not want you to know is that you have an inheritance with God. But we first, amen, praise God, must believe that he is a rewarder to those that diligently seek him. Amen. Now, if we go to Romans, amen, the fifth chapter, and we look at the eighth verse, see, it tells us very clearly. It says, but God commend his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, God had, look, had it already in place. He created us. He made us for his good pleasure. And guess what? Amen. He said, look, the enemy came in, amen, unaware, praise God, and tried to destroy what God had already put in place. Because you know everything God created, everything was good. Everything was good. And then the enemy came in. Praise God, and broke the promise, broke the covenant, the agreement between God and man. But I want you to know God brought us back when he went to the cross. Amen. He loved us. Amen. Praise God. When we was even in sin, when we was even thinking about a God, we weren't even thinking about serving God, but God had you on his heart. Amen. Praise God. So we want you to know that God, amen, praise God, love us in spite of, not because of. He loved us in spite of. He knew our circumstance. He knew what had happened, and he took it upon himself because he loved his family. He said, I'm going to bring all my family back together. I'm going to bring all my creation together. I'm not just going to just let the enemy savage and throw away what God has put together himself. So we know that we are the people of God. We are the children of God. We did not create ourselves, but he created us. Amen. The Bible let us know, amen, we are the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Praise God. So we know that God, amen, praise God, is our heavenly Father. He's our heavenly Father. We can go to God at any time. We could go to God with any situation. If we bruise our leg, Amen. Praise God. If we fall and we hurt ourselves, we can go to him. Amen. He would kiss it. He would patch it up. He would smooth it. He would just tell us that he loves us and give us the strength and encourage us to keep going on. This is the kind of God we serve. We may not see him, but we can feel him. And they always say, you know, the air, amen, you cannot see the air. But that doesn't mean that I stop breathing. So because, amen, you can't see, that doesn't mean that you can't stop believing. I want you to know, amen, we can't see the wind, but we can see the manifestation of the wind. Amen. We know we can feel it. Amen. Praise God. We can see the trees' limbs moving, but we know that God is real. Amen. Amen. So we want you to know, amen, keep the love going. Guard your heart. Guard your ears. Guard your mouth. Amen. Praise God. Guard your taste. What do you mean, Pastor Livingston? I'm talking about guard your heart. Be careful what you allow come in your heart. Be careful, amen, who you allow to speak things in your spirit that are negative, things that are not right, things are corrupt, things are not of God. Be careful that you don't get caught up in the wrong conversation. Guard your mouth, amen, praise God, because, amen, we are the company we keep. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. All, look, birds flock together. Amen. So we know that, praise God, that if you are in a situation, praise God, and it's not of God, you're going to be just like them. You're going to find yourself with the same conversation, the same grievance. And the Bible let us know to the unrighteous, praise God, nothing is pure. But to the righteous, all things are pure. So we got to know the difference, what is pure and what is not pure, because people are calling right wrong and wrong right. Amen. And the Bible let us know, amen, praise God, that love, they don't know the difference between love and hate. But we know that love conquers all things. So we know that, amen, praise God, let brotherly love continue. That's in the book of Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Amen. Let's read it for your consideration. And like I said, you can always go back and read the word of God. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am nothing as a sounding brass and cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mystery and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Amen. The third verse says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envy not. Charity is not vulnerable itself. It is not puffed up and do not behave itself unseemly. And is not easily provoked. So we want you to know, amen, charity, amen, praise God, is nothing but love. And then, you know, we can feel sorry for people. We can outreach for people, but it don't have to be a heart thing. We can find ourselves, amen, because we want to be noticed. Or sometimes we want, amen, to be recognized by someone. But really deep down in our heart, we don't have the charity. We don't have the love of God, the love of God that passes all understanding. We have to go to God, amen. If you look in the book of Ephesians, amen, the first chapter, it talks about, amen, Lord, open up the understanding. Open up my understanding to my eyes. Amen. Help me to understand your perfect will. And let me read it to you. Ephesians, the first chapter. I've been studying this for a couple days now. And let me read the ninth verse. It says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. There is a mystery to his will And we must find out what it is. We have to ask God for the mystery of his will. We think that we know his will, but there is a mystery. There's things that you do not know. It says, according to his good pleasure, which have proposed in himself. Okay, so it says that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. The 11th verse says, in whom also we have ordained, listen, obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So you see, God has already made preparation for us. It's just like his, your parents, they lay out, amen, praise God, your future, amen, praise God. They want you to go to school. They want you to be successful, amen, to have a career, amen, and they want you to be in a position where you'll be able to take care of yourself. And if should you get married, that you have a family, that you can raise your family, you can afford your family. And then, you know, as they begin to set retirement and they set an inheritance for their children, this is what God has done for us. He has created us. He has made us. He has put all things, amen, praise God, for we can have access to it, that we can be successful, we can find the jobs, the talents that we have, and we can utilize those talents. And that God wants us to grow up. He wants us to love him. Amen. Praise God. And he wants us to leave an inheritance for our children. So we see that God, amen, want us to understand. This is where we getting at. God wants us to understand his word. The word, amen, praise God, have I hid in my heart that I sin not against him. Amen. Since I will not gain anything if it's not of God. But what I do for Christ will last. So we have to be in the position that we will gain an inheritance from him. That after this life, there is another life, amen, life eternal, amen, praise God. Look, you just don't even know. If you get in the book of Revelation, the 4th chapter, the Bible describes heaven. And I'm telling you, it blows your mind when you just sit there and you read it and you meditate, and then you begin to see the pictures, you begin to see the images and how heaven is. And I mean, I'm telling you, God is something. We got to keep the love going. We can't let the enemy stop our love in our family. We can't stop love between friends. We can't stop love, amen, praise God, with our country, with our neighbor. We got to keep loving. Amen, praise God. We may not go along with a lot of things that's not done right, but we have to keep the love. We have to be the example. If Jesus Christ was that example for us, then we have to be that example. Praise God. Sometimes you got to check your love walk. Check your connection. Amen. Who you connected to. Amen. Praise God. Are they loving God? What is their bio? What is their life? What is their life like? What is their future? What are their goals? We have to look at this. And if it's not connected to God, we're not going anywhere. We have to, amen, praise God, find out through his will. His will is full of mystery, amen. We miss out, praise God, because Satan does not want you to know, amen, praise God, what God has in store for those that love him. So it says in the word of God, praise God, that we have to ask God to open up our eyes of understanding, that God will give us wisdom. Amen. Let's look at that 18th verse, that first chapter of book of Ephesians, and it says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. So you see, Lord, open the understanding of my eyes that I may be enlightened to your will. God, give me wisdom. Give me not the wisdom of the world, not that kind of wisdom. I'm talking about the wisdom, spiritual wisdom. The Bible says, amen, that we should what? We should know, and he will make known unto us all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We seek the things above and not the things of this world, because the things of this world are temporal. The things of this world are temporary. When you leave here, when you leave this earth, when your time is finished, and how much time you put in and what you did for Christ is going to last. You will not take nothing with you. In the world you came with nothing, and you shall what? Return without nothing back to the dust of the earth. I know that's kind of hard for you to understand, but if you really, really, really love God and you really want to know, amen, the truth, amen, you will get into this word and you will begin to read the word of God and understand, amen, a lot of things that you had questions in your mind, a lot of things, amen, praise God, that was blank in your life that you will find out, amen, praise God. There is an answer to every solution, everything that occurred in your life, amen. Jesus Christ died on that cross, and it was love that lifted me when nothing else. Love lifted me, praise God. When everything else failed, it was the love of Jesus Christ that lifted me up. When everything else failed, when my friends turned their back, amen, praise God, when I lost my mother, when I lost my father, the scripture said, amen, the Lord himself would take me up. So we have to realize, amen, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. God said, I'll be your mother. I'll be your father. I will be with you to the end of the world. He will not leave you alone. He always have a ram in the bush. He always will connect the dots for you. He will always open doors that seem like they close. He's the only why. Why? Because of the love. Do you know, amen, praise God, love, amen, make you strong. Love give you strength. Love, amen, praise God, help you to climb. It give you joy. It give you peace. It give you love and happiness. But when you find yourself in a situation that you're depressed, you're oppressed, and you're grieved in your spirit, you need to get among those that are sanctified, those that will have love, those that care, those, amen, praise God, will lift up your spirit, amen, encourage you along the way. Keep the love moving. Okay, love is strength. Love is strong. And love, let me tell you something, has the power above all. But God's love, all these things, amen, praise God, love amends, love saves, and God gives you peace and understanding. And love conquers all, wins all. Love, amen. Hey, let me tell you something about love. Tell you something about God's love, amen. You will never understand. You will never understand, and you will always question his love. But he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he's a forgiving God. He forgives us, and he never remembers them no more. You have to remember, amen, he is our source. He's above all principalities, above all thrones, all kingdoms. amen, he has his own, amen, supreme, amen, constitution. He reigns over everything. So I want you to know, amen, praise God, that God loves you. May the Lord bless thee and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lifts his countenance upon thee and give you peace. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you with these words.